Coach, if you can please just give opening remarks on tonight's game.
Yeah, I thought Casey threw really well, and then unfortunately she missed a couple pitches and they capitalized. But I think Omaha's a really good team, and you know, we knew we had our work cut out for us, and you got to play almost a perfect game to try to get wins here. And it took us a little while to get the offense going, so had some hits, just couldn't generate anything. But yeah, I'm just proud that we're here. I think knowing that we're pretty beat up.
And can you just talk about their pitcher? Obviously, she won a major award in Missouri Valley last year and Summit this year.
She's excellent. That is a very, very talented kid. Her size is really deceiving, but she can spin a ball. So guess it's the size of the fight and the dog with her. But I was really impressed. I think that she's obviously a remarkable pitcher. And I told our kids it's impressive to have 8 hits off her. You know, I think that not a lot of teams can do that. We just couldn't string it together.
And then can you just talk about Cameron Lyons, 4-for-4, coming up with an RBI double against a really good pitcher?
I think Cam's the future of the program. You know, if you're looking down the line, it's the idea of, you know, I think she had her highs and lows this year as a freshman, but, you know, ending with a .309 batting average and starting virtually almost every single game, she's going to be really incredible as a junior and as a senior. So just continue to push, and, you know, we'll fill in some really great players around her, but I think she's someone that you're going to hear her name for a while.
And then what was your message to the team after?
I mean, it's hard. I feel like there's one team that celebrates at the end of this, and there's one team that probably still cries when it's over, you know? So I think it's just, we have two, you know, incredible seniors that are great leaders. And I think obviously the team rallies around them. They love them. And whether they're on the field or off the field, they've been really selfless, incredible people. And yeah, I think it never feels good when the journey ends, but I think the resilience of even getting to this point, knowing that, you know, 5 of them are going in for surgery this week, that part to me was probably more impressive than anything, is just the fact that we have people on the field who, you know, I don't know, maybe I guess questioning if they should or not, you know, but just the heart to play is really cool to me. That makes me really proud to be the head coach here.
And then can you just talk about two incredible people, Sydney and Taisha?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Sydney didn't even play much, and there's no one that loves BU softball more, and you don't have a team that works without people like that. And obviously Taisha has been on and off the field. She's had multiple injuries, and, you know, to see her have 2 hits today, it's just like my heart was like bursting. You know, when Sid got a hold of that ball, I was praying to God it would hit a wall. But yeah, I think the people who come through this program are incredible academically. They're incredible human beings, and the softball piece is really third. So yeah, it's hard to say goodbye to anybody, but those two have been, you know, really remarkable people.
And then finally, what do you want to be working on with the team to continue to build on these last 3 years?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I had a lot of notes like going into this of where we need to get better at, but it's hard when you have people that, you know, don't have UCLs in their thumbs or PCLs, or they have a torn meniscus or a broken face or a torn ACL. It's like, you know, like I feel like we stopped pushing and requiring so much because it was just a matter of putting bodies in positions. So I think for us, I think we just need to get healthy and then, you know, kind of reset our mind to get back to competing at a really high level.
All right, thank you.
Yep.